All right, so we're diving into starting a home cure business. I'm so excited to unpack all this research you've gathered. You really dug deep on this one. When I saw this stack of articles and notes, one thing just jumped right out at me. Did you know that in some states, starting a home care business, like one that provides skilled nursing, it can actually involve more regulations than opening a restaurant? Wild, huh?
It is true. Yeah, it seems kind of counterintuitive, but the level of scrutiny really reflects how vulnerable the people you're serving are. You know, it's all about making sure that the standards of care and safety are the highest they can be.
Right. Okay, that makes sense. So if someone's listening and thinking, okay, I'm ready to make a difference. I want to start my own home care business. What is the very first thing they absolutely have to do?
Well, before you even think about printing business cards, you have to understand the laws and regulations. Each state has its own set of rules for home care agencies, especially when it comes to licensing. We're talking different levels of licensing for medical versus non-medical care. And then, of course, if you're even thinking about accepting Medicare or Medicaid, that brings in a whole other layer of federal regulations from the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services, or CMS for short.
CMS sounds intimidating. So what's the difference, say, between getting a simple business license and meeting the stricter requirements for, like, a skilled nursing agency?
Well, think of it this way. A basic business license is kind of like getting permission to just open your doors. But for a skilled nursing agency, you're essentially operating a mini healthcare facility, even if it's in someone's home. So you might need special certifications, regular inspections, and more thorough background checks on all of your staff. It's a lot more involved, but it also means you can provide a much higher level of care to people who really need it.
That makes a lot of sense. It really sounds like the type of home care that you want to provide is going to dictate how deep you need to go into those regulations right from the start. And I bet avoiding all the legal headaches down the road is a pretty good motivator to get this part right from the beginning.
Absolutely. Having a good, solid understanding of all the state regulations and maybe even federal ones too
Yeah.
really sets you up for success. It not only helps you avoid those legal problems, but also builds that trust with clients right from day one. You know, they need to know you're taking their safety seriously and their well-being.
Speaking of setting yourself up for success,
Yeah.
you've also got that all-important business plan to tackle. It's like the roadmap for your entire home care venture, right?
Exactly. It's not just about crunching numbers, although that is a big part of it. It's about defining your vision. What kind of home care services are you passionate about? Who is your ideal client? What makes your approach unique? Answering these questions is going to help you stand out in what's, you know, becoming a pretty competitive market.
And I'm guessing that it'll also help you avoid those common pitfalls that new business owners often face. I bet your research probably had some cautionary tales about home care businesses that didn't quite make it.
Oh, you're right. There were definitely some lessons to be learned from those. One thing that came up again and again was just underestimating the financial side of things. A lot of those business plans failed to account for overhead costs, especially when it came to marketing and staffing.
That makes sense. You can't just focus on providing care, you have to be a savvy business owner too.
Yeah.
So let's talk about setting up that business structure. What are the options? How does someone even choose the right one?
Well, there are a few common structures to consider. Sole proprietorship is the simplest one, but it offers no legal separation between you and your business, which could be risky, especially in the home care industry. Then there's an LLC, a limited liability company, which does provide some personal liability protection. And then a corporation, which is more complex but can offer some tax advantages.
That's a lot to think about. I bet there's some resources out there to help people navigate these choices, maybe from the Small Business Administration.
Absolutely, there are. And don't forget about getting your employer identification number, your EIN from the IRS. You'll need that for taxes and opening a business bank account.
Right, so we've got licenses, the business plan, the legal structure. What about insurance? That seems like a big one for home care.
Oh, it is. Professional liability insurance is an absolute must. You know, it protects you and your business if a client is injured or suffers damages. While under your care, think of it like a safety net, not just for you, but for your peace of mind.
That makes perfect sense. You're dealing with vulnerable people in their own home, so having that protection is so important. It shows that you're serious about providing really responsible care.
Exactly. And it can really be what sets you apart from others. You know, clients feel more confident knowing you've taken all those precautions to protect them.
So we've got all the legal and business foundations in place, but now we need to get to the heart of it all, actually providing that high-quality care. So this is where those detailed policies and procedures come in, right?
You got it. This is where we move beyond the paperwork. and really define what that care experience you want to create will look like.
Okay, let's unpack that a little bit.
Yeah.
What are some of those essential policies and procedures every home care business should have?
Well, think of it like building a framework for consistency and quality.
Hmm?
You need clear policies for everything, from caregiver training and client intake to medication management, emergency protocols.
So you're essentially making a system that makes sure everyone's on the same page.
Mm-hmm.
And providing care that's safe, consistent.
Exactly. You know, these policies aren't just about checking boxes. It's about translating your vision for excellent care into concrete actions. They protect your clients, your caregivers, and your whole business.
So this is where it gets really interesting. I bet your research had some insights into the specific training programs for caregivers. What really stood out to you there?
Well, one thing that was emphasized was the need for training that goes beyond the very basic. Of course, caregivers need to know how to assist with daily tasks, but they also need to be trained in recognizing and responding to changes in a client's condition, communicating effectively with families, and upholding those ethical standards.
Well, so you're not just looking for someone who can cook and clean. You're looking for someone who can really be an advocate for the client
yeah.
and their well-being. I'm guessing that also ties into the personalized care plans we mentioned earlier.
Absolutely. Each client is unique. They have their own needs, preferences, and goals. So a personalized care plan really outlines how you're going to meet those specific needs. So the care is truly tailored to that individual.
So it's about seeing the person behind the diagnosis
yeah.
or the need for help. That's a pretty powerful concept.
It really is. It's at the heart of what makes home care so impactful. Empowering people to maintain their independence and dignity in their own homes.
And that level of personalized care takes a special kind of caregiver, right? Someone who's not only skilled, but also compassionate, truly dedicated to making a difference. So that brings us to our next big topic, hiring.
That's right, finding the right people. That is probably the most important part of building a successful home care business. It's all about finding those individuals who embody your values
mm-hmm.
and are committed to that compassionate, high-quality care.
Okay, so we're back and ready to dive into the next piece of the puzzle, finding those amazing caregivers who will really be the heart and soul of your home care business. You know, in your research, did you come across any really effective hiring practices,
mm-hmm.
things that help agencies find those diamond in the rough caregivers?
Hmm. Yeah, one strategy that really stood out was using what are called behavioral interview questions. These go way beyond just asking about skills and experience. They're designed to really uncover a candidate's values, their personality, and how they might handle those tricky real life situations that come up.
That makes so much sense. It's not just about checking boxes on a resume. It's about finding people who have that genuine compassion, you know,
yeah.
that real dedication to caregiving. So give me an example. What kind of question would really reveal those qualities?
Okay, well, one example I saw was, tell me about a time when you had to go above and beyond to help someone. This really encourages the candidate to share a story that demonstrates their empathy, you know, and their willingness to go the extra mile. Those real life experiences can give you a lot of insight into their character.
Oh, I love that. It's like getting a glimpse into their heart, not just their skill set. Okay, so you've asked those insightful questions. You've got some promising candidates. What's next in the hiring process?
Well, thorough background checks are non-negotiable. We're talking criminal background checks, reference checks, and in a lot of cases, motor vehicle record checks too, especially if transportation's going to be involved.
Right. You're bringing people into vulnerable clients' homes. So safety and trustworthiness are so important. Were there any surprising insights from your research about what to look for in those background checks?
You know, one article I read really highlighted the importance of checking for patterns of behavior rather than just isolated incidents. Like, for instance, a single speeding ticket might not be a red flag, but a history of reckless driving could indicate a lack of judgment, which could potentially pose a risk to your clients.
Oh, that's a really good point. It's about looking at the big picture and assessing whether someone's overall behavior really aligns with the values of your home care business. So let's say you found the perfect caregiver. They ace the interview. Their background check is spotless. What's next?
Comprehensive training. Even experienced caregivers need to be trained on your specific policies, procedures, and all those documentation requirements. And of course, for anyone new to the field, a really solid training program is essential to equip them with the knowledge and skills they need to provide really safe and effective care.
What kind of training stood out to you as being particularly important or effective in your research?
One area that was consistently emphasized was training on client confidentiality. and HIPAA compliance. Protecting client privacy is absolutely essential, so caregivers need to understand their legal and ethical obligations when it comes to handling that sensitive information.
Right, it's not just about providing physical care. It's about respecting the dignity and privacy of each individual you're working with. Were there any other training topics you thought were really crucial for creating a positive client experience?
Yeah, communication skills training was another big one. Caregivers need to be able to communicate really effectively with clients, with families, and other healthcare professionals. They need to be good listeners, able to explain things clearly, and document care accurately.
It sounds like you're not just hiring hands, you're hiring communicators, advocates, problem solvers. These are people who will be interacting with clients every single day. So those soft skills are just as important as the technical caregiving skills, aren't they?
Oh, absolutely. And investing in that training really pays off. Not only does it ensure higher quality care, but it also increases caregiver job satisfaction and reduces turnover.
It's about creating a culture of excellence, right? Where everyone feels valued and equipped to do their best work. Now, we've talked about regulations, business plans, policies, hiring, all these essential foundational pieces, but how do you actually get clients in the door? It's time to talk about marketing. What were some of the key takeaways from your research on how to effectively market a home care business?
Well, one thing that was really clear is that those traditional marketing methods, they're still relevant, but you need to combine them with a strong online presence. A well-designed website is super important, as is a good presence on social media, like Facebook and Instagram.
So it's about meeting those potential clients where they are, which is increasingly online. But what kind of content really resonates with people who are looking for home care services?
Content that educates and empowers is really key. Think about the questions families are wrestling with. You know, how do I even know if my loved one needs home care? What are the different types of services available? How do I choose the right agency? By addressing these questions on your website and social media, you're positioning yourself as that trusted resource.
It's about providing value before you even ask for anything in return. And I imagine that testimonials from satisfied clients are really powerful in building that trust too.
Oh, absolutely. Hearing those real stories from families who have benefited from your services, that can be incredibly persuasive. It's social proof that what you're offering is actually making a difference in people's lives.
And those testimonials can also highlight what makes your agency unique. Maybe it's your specialized training programs, or your flexible scheduling options, or that commitment to those personalized care plans we talked about.
Right, exactly. Those are the things that will help you stand out in a crowded market. It's about finding your niche and communicating that clearly to your target audience.
Speaking of standing out, I'm curious if your research had any examples of, like, innovative marketing tactics, things that home care agencies are using to attract new clients.
One approach that I thought was interesting was partnering with other local businesses, ones that serve a similar demographic. So, for example, a home care agency might team up with a senior center to offer a free workshop on fall prevention or healthy aging.
That's a brilliant idea.
Yeah.
Not only gets your name out there, but it also establishes you as the expert and builds goodwill in the community. It's going beyond just advertising and becoming a valuable resource for people who are dealing with all the challenges of aging.
Exactly. It's about creating those win-win partnerships that benefit everyone involved. And it speaks to the core of what home care is all about, supporting individuals and families as they age in place.
That's a perfect segue into the financial side of things. We talked earlier about the importance of having a solid financial plan. But now let's get into the nitty-gritty of actually managing those finances once your home care business is up and running. What were some of the key insights from your research in this area?
Well, one thing that was emphasized again and again was the need for specialized accounting software, software that's designed specifically for home care agencies. These programs can help you track everything from caregiver hours and client billing to payroll and expenses.
So it's about having a system in place that simplifies those complex financial tasks and gives you a really clear picture of your overall financial health.
Right. And there are software options that integrate with electronic health records and billing systems, which further streamlines everything.
Makes sense. Using technology to your advantage to save time and reduce errors. Now let's talk about the billing process itself. I imagine that can get pretty complicated, especially when you're dealing with all the different insurance providers.
You're right, it can be. You really need to familiarize yourself with the billing procedures for Medicare, Medicaid, and private insurance. And having a dedicated billing specialist on your team can be incredibly valuable.
So it's not just about providing great care. It's about being able to get paid for that care efficiently and accurately. Were there any tips or strategies that stood out to you for simplifying that whole billing process and reducing all those headaches?
Yeah, one recommendation was to offer clients a variety of different payment options. This might include things like credit card payments, electronic bank transfers, or even online payment portals. The easier you make it for clients to pay, the more likely you are to get paid on time.
It's about removing those barriers to payment, making the whole process as smooth as possible for you and your clients. Okay, let's shift our focus now to the ongoing challenge of staying compliant in the ever-changing world of home care. What are some of the insights from your research on how to stay ahead of the curve and avoid all those regulatory pitfalls?
Well, regular audits are really important. This involves reviewing all your policies, your procedures, your documentation, your care practices to make sure they align with current regulations and best practices. It's a proactive way to identify any areas where you might need to make some changes.
So it's not just about setting things up correctly at the very beginning. It's about that ongoing vigilance, that continuous improvement.
Exactly. The regulations are always evolving, so you need to stay informed and adapt your practices accordingly.
And that probably means staying up to date on industry news, attending conferences,
Yeah.
participating in all those professional development opportunities.
Absolutely. Engaging with the wider home care community is so important for staying informed and sharing those best practices. It's about being a lifelong learner and
Okay.
constantly trying to improve the quality of care you provide.
And I imagine technology plays a big role in staying compliant, too. Are there any specific tech tools or resources you came across in your research? Things that can help home care agencies stay on top of all their obligations.
Well, one area that's seeing a lot of innovation is in electronic documentation and care management systems. These platforms can help you streamline your documentation, track caregiver hours, monitor client progress, and even automate some of those compliance tasks.
So it's about using technology to not only improve efficiency, but also ensure you're meeting all those regulatory
Oh,
requirements.
exactly. It's about working smarter, not harder, and using technology to your advantage to provide that top-notch care while staying compliant.
This has been such an insightful conversation. We've really covered a lot of ground, from the initial steps of actually starting a home care business to the ongoing challenges of running a successful and compliant agency. But there's one crucial piece of the puzzle we haven't really explored yet. The client experience. That's where the rubber meets the road, right?
Absolutely. Everything we've talked about so far really leads to this, creating a positive and empowering experience for the people you serve, the individuals and their families.
Okay, so we're back for the final part of our deep dive. And it's time to shift our focus to the heart of home care. That client experience. We've laid all the groundwork, talked about the business side, the regulations, the hiring. But now it's really about that human connection. That's what makes home care so powerful.
You're so right. It's about more than just checking off tasks and sticking to a schedule. It's about creating an environment where clients feel safe, supported, and truly cared for.
You know, reading through all your research, I kept noticing this theme, the importance of individualized care plans. That seems to be where the real magic happens, wouldn't you say?
I think so. Think of it like a roadmap for each client's journey with your agency. It outlines their specific needs, preferences, goals, everything from dietary restrictions to their favorite activities, even down to how they prefer to be communicated with.
So it's about going beyond that one-size-fits-all approach and really personalizing the care to the individual.
Exactly. And the best care plans involve not just the client themselves, but also their family members and their other healthcare providers too. It's a team effort, really, to make sure everyone's on the same page and working towards the same goals.
I bet your research has some interesting examples of how these personalized care plans really make a difference for the client. Anything stand out to you?
Oh, there was this one study that focused on clients with dementia. It found that incorporating their personal histories and interests into their daily routines really improved their mood and engagement. Like for a former musician, they might just light up when they hear a familiar song, or a retired gardener might find joy in tending to some plants, even if it's just a few pots.
That's amazing. It really shows you the power of truly knowing your clients, finding those little things that spark joy and purpose for them. I bet those moments of connection are what make this work so rewarding.
Oh, they absolutely are. And those moments are only possible because of the caregivers, those individuals who are not just skilled, but also compassionate, attentive, truly invested in their clients' well-being.
We talked about the importance of hiring the right people and training them well. But what are some other ways home care agencies can support their caregivers and help them provide that exceptional care?
Ongoing supervision and professional development are key. Regular check-ins with caregivers allow you to address any concerns, offer guidance, and provide opportunities for growth. It also shows them that you value what they do, and that you're invested in their success.
It's about creating that supportive environment where caregivers feel valued and empowered. That makes a huge difference, not just for them, but for the quality of care they provide.
For sure. When caregivers feel supported, they're more likely to be engaged and attentive to their clients' needs. And that makes for a better experience for everyone.
We can't talk about client experience without talking about communication. I imagine open communication is key for building trust and making sure everyone's on the same page. What did your research say about this?
Clear communication is essential, absolutely. You need to provide regular updates to families about their loved ones, respond quickly to any concerns, and make sure there's open dialogue between caregivers, clients, and healthcare providers. That's how you create that sense of trust and collaboration.
So it's not just about delivering the care, it's about keeping everyone informed and involved.
Exactly. And technology can really help with this too. A lot of agencies are using online platforms or even mobile apps to make communication easier and give families those real-time updates.
That's great. Leveraging technology to boost transparency and keep everyone connected. So as we wrap up this deep dive, I'd love to hear your final thoughts on what truly makes an exceptional home care agency. You know, one that goes above and beyond to create a positive and empowering experience for their clients.
It all comes down to creating a culture of care, one that goes through every aspect of the business. It's about having that genuine commitment to the well-being of everyone, the clients and the caregivers.
It's about recognizing each client as an individual, respecting their dignity, their preferences, and empowering them to live their best lives.
Exactly. And it's about supporting your caregivers, making them feel valued and respected, inspired to make a difference.
I think that's a perfect note to end on. Starting a home care business isn't just about building a company. It's about building a community, a network of care that reaches beyond just the walls of a home and touches everyone involved.
And for someone like you, with all your passion and drive, I have no doubt you'll create something truly special.
Thank you so much. And thank you to everyone listening for joining us on this deep dive into starting a home care business. We hope you found it insightful and that you feel inspired to make your own mark on this incredible world of caregiving. Remember, it's a journey with challenges and rewards, but ultimately it's about making a real difference in the lives of others.